Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Gimel. Ein sharin es ha-chiltis b'peishrin. We cannot soak chiltis, which was a certain type of herb. It was a spicy herb that was used for medicinal purposes or in cold places to heat up the people. This wasn't allowed to be soaked in warm water in order that the flavor from the herb should get into the water, because this was generally used in a medicine in this fashion, to make the herb soak in water and use the liquid as a medicine. So it couldn't be done on Shabbos, even though there's no grinding involved, which is a malacha. Here it's just soaking, which is not a malacha at all. But it gives the appearance of something that's done on a weekday, because this was for medicinal purposes. Avon neisen l'techa chemitz, but he could put this herb, this chiltis herb, into vinegar, because that was common to make as a dip, to dip food in, dip bread in, and not for medicine, just for eating purposes. And so that could be done on Shabbos, even if he was doing it for medicine purposes. But since it was a typical food dish to have this herb in vinegar, so that was allowed to be done on Shabbos, to put the herbs in the vinegar. The Mishnah now, and the next Mishnah as well, discussed different halachas regarding animal feed. V'ein sharin is a kreshin. You can't soak kreshin. Kreshin is translated as vetch. It's a certain type of legume that was used as animal food. And it had some sort of psalus, a part of it that was not really edible. And they would soak the vetch, and the psalus, the inedible part, would float up to the top, and it would be cleared away. So the issue over here is the issue of beirer, of separating the bad from the good. So one is not allowed to soak the kreshin, the vetch, on Shabbos to remove the psalus, the waste from this. That's not allowed. V'lay shafan a son, you can't rub it with your hand either to remove the psalus. Avon neisen l'teich hakvara or l'teich hakalkala, but he's allowed to put it inside of a sieve or a basket. Here he was putting it there just to store. And if it happened to be that the waste would fall through the holes of the sieve or the cracks in the basket, that was okay, because that wasn't his intention. Mishnah continues now discussing straw for animal. Ein kovrin es hateven bakvar. You can't sift straw in a sieve on Shabbos. The smooth part of the straw was fed to the animals, but the bristly part on the top, where the wheat kernels were, was not fit for animal consumption, and it had to be separated. One would not be allowed to put it in a sieve and separate the bristles, because that's a bayer, separating the bad from the good. He can't even pick up a sieve that has the straw in it and put it on a makam gevaya, a higher place, that there should be space between it and the ground, so the bristles should fall down through the sieve. That's not allowed. But he is allowed to scoop up the straw with the sieve and use it as a method of transportation to take the straw to the avis, to the trough, and pour the straw into the trough for the animal to eat from, even though in the process, while he's transporting it, some of the bristles will fall through the sieve. That's allowed, because he's just using it as a method to transport the straw, but not as a method of doing bayer with intention to separate the bristles from the straw. Mishnah Dalet continues discussing halachas regarding feeding animals. The beginning starts off sweeping out the trough of the animals. If it had a dirt floor, all agree that one's not allowed to sweep the trough to clean it out, because with dirt floors, if there's holes, we're concerned that he may smooth out and fill up the holes, which is the issue of baina, of building. The Mishnah over here is discussing a trough that's made from some other material, wood or metal, and he's sweeping it out so that the food that he puts inside won't get dirty and be rejected by the animal eating. Garfin, the first opinion in the Mishnah holds, Garfin melefnei apitam, one is allowed to sweep out the trough. Again, this is not a dirt floor trough. One is allowed to sweep it out, melefnei apitam, in front of a pitam, a fattened animal, an animal that's being fattened for slaughter, and he's concerned that he wants to make sure that it eats well. So he can sweep it out, sweep out the trough to make sure that the food that's put in will stay clean and the animal will not reject the food. Umisalkin letzadim, and he can also remove to the sides the straw. If there's a lot of straw in front of the animal, he can push it to the side. Mipnei rei, because of the dung that's on the animal's feet, when he walks on the straw, it'll get dirty, and the animal will reject the straw. So the owner's allowed to push the straw to the side, so it shouldn't get dirty, and the animal will be interested in eating it. Divrei Rav Deisa, this is the words of Rav Deisa, that's Rav Deisa's opinion. The Chachamim Eisrim, the Chachamim forbid in both cases. They were concerned that if one would sweep out this trough, then others might come to sweep out a trough even that has a dirt floor, and would have a problem of being mash vegumi, smoothing out holes in the bottom of the dirt. And the issue with the straw, moving the straw, was that surely some of the straw already became dirty and is not fit for eating, the animal is not going to eat it, and it already became muksa. See, if it has no purpose, it becomes muksa. So therefore, he can't move the straw because some of it's already muksa and it can't be moved. Mishnah continues, Noizlan milfnei behemazuv, and noizlan milfnei behemazuv shabbos. One is allowed to take food from in front of this animal and put it in front of another animal. If there's extra food, and one animal has extra food, he gave too much to the donkey, he can pick it up and give it to the cow, the shor, to eat. This is as long as there's no reason to assume that the second animal will definitely reject the food. If there's a possibility the second animal will eat the food, then he can pick up the food from the first animal, the extra food, and bring it to the second animal to eat.